And ready to give us the latest financial news, John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street, with the Fed apparently on the same path it's been on, John.
Yep, we heard from the most powerful bearded man in the world again yesterday, Mr. Bernanke.
I thought that was Santa Claus.
Well, just this 1 month. But the Fed had their eighth and final meeting of the year, and as expected, they, of course, didn't do anything with rates, and we knew that. But we wondered what they would have to say about their quantitative easing, their pledge to purchase up to $600 billion of additional Treasury securities, and they basically said they were going to continue on with that. But it's going to be very interesting, Bill, to watch the Fed over the next two or three meetings, because, first of all, the makeup of the voting members changes next year. And something else that's going to be very interesting is that we know that there was, of course, a huge shift in power, and particularly in the House of Representatives in the election in November. And one of the things that's going to come about as a result of that is Ron Paul from Texas, and we know that he's kind of an outlier in terms of being conservative in some of the things he's proposed. And by the way, he's the author of a book called In the Fed, and he's going to chair a subcommittee that's going to oversee the Fed. And he's going to change the Fed in terms of their reporting requirements and probably make their life a bit uncomfortable. So there are some dissenting people who will become voting members of the FOMC next year who really aren't in complete agreement with the direction the Fed's taking in terms of this quantitative easing. But some of the things the Fed said yesterday, they said, quote, that 2010 growth is, quote, insufficient to bring down unemployment. They said that inflation, quote, has continued to trend lower. And then they renewed their pledge to continue, quote, for an extended period of time, very low interest rates. But the irony of that is that mortgage rates are rising. In fact, we saw some news this morning from the Mortgage Bankers Association, and they tell us that the number of applications for mortgages has declined substantially. In fact, dropped 2.3% last week. And we've seen mortgage interest rates go up for the fifth consecutive week, and they've hit a seven-month high. National average right now for a 30-year mortgage is 4.84%. And you may remember, Bill, just not very long ago, if you shopped around, you could get a 30-year mortgage for 4% or a little less. And, of course, what's causing that is the concern about inflation and also the extension of the existing tax rates that are called the Bush tax cuts will continue to increase the deficit, and that fuels inflation. Speaking of inflation, yesterday morning we talked about the PPI, the Producer Price Index inflation at the wholesale level, and it came in a little hot. Today we get the CPI inflation at the retail level, and it was really very tame. CPI was up 0.1%. And the core number, if you take out food and energy, was also up 0.1%. Both of those are in line or slightly lower than what was expected. And one other bit of interesting news, we keep talking about some lawsuits and things that have been settled lately, and we talked about the significance of the ruling in Virginia about the Obama health care bill. Here was an interesting case and we talked about Walmart, the U.S. Supreme Court agreeing to hear that class action suit. Well, this was kind of interesting that came down yesterday related to FedEx. Many people may not realize this, but most of the drivers for FedEx are not employees of FedEx. They're independent contractors. They have their own trucks, and they deliver these packages, versus UPS, which all those drivers are Teamsters members. And so by FedEx treating a lot of their employees as independent contractors instead of employees, they have a very significant advantage. And there were 28 class action lawsuits where FedEx drivers were saying, well, they may classify us as contractors, but we're really employees, and we should be paid accordingly and get the benefits. And there was a judge that basically said, no, that's not the case. And in 20 or 28 of those cases, threw the cases out.
Well, I'm looking. You talk about the inflation. I saw a note here. Egg prices last month jumped 22.7%.
Wow. That's pretty significant. And, you know, some other things, like, for example, cotton prices are up substantially. And, you know, you may not think about that, but, you know, not everybody wears polyester clothes these days. So
true.
There's just a lot of things that are happening that they're kind of bubbling below the surface that we don't see.
All right, John. Thanks for the report this morning.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor, Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Reach John by calling him at 782-2527. He gives us a daily report on the national and local scene, how it relates here. And he can do the same thing even as he looks at your situation. Call him, 782-2527. John Taylor at sternag.com.